Okay, well, it is a little unusual, but when you look at it, Jesus' name is the one name above every name. Mm-hmm. He has all authority. And so saying his name and amen or amen, however you want to pronounce it, you know, after reading his word, it just means you're in agreement with it, because that's what amen means. It means so be it. You know, it's first given that meaning in Numbers 5, where it's dealing with an unfaithful wife and then, you know, saying amen, so be it. And it's used to agree that the punishment of God giving to this unfaithful wife, that she has to say it, you know, basically saying, yeah, I agree. And so that's where this whole thing came from. You know, amen, I agree, so be it, whatever. The implication is that every time the word is used afterward, it's basically saying, so be it.
Like a sealing almost.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's done. So when we use amen in our churches today, we're saying we agree wholeheartedly with what has been said in a sermon or a testimony. And so basically when we say his name and amen, you know, even after just reading God's word, it's kind of like saying you agree with what you just read. And if that's the case, that's a great thing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's agreeing wholeheartedly, endorsing what the Bible says. So I would see no harm in this. Instead, I actually see it as an encouraging thing that you are agreeing with God and what he's saying in his word to you in that moment right there and then. And that's actually a pretty cool thing when you think about it.